your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
Britain and France have agreed a new joint measures to tackle the migrant crisis at Calais. UK police officers will be sent across the channel to help stop criminals smuggle migrants into northern France and into Kent. Other measures include better fencing and CCTV. Theresa May says there'll be extensive cooperation.
We've agreed that both countries will appoint gold commanders to direct the law enforcement response against these criminal gangs, create single liaison points for intelligence sharing, and crucially, establish a joint command and control centre in Calais.
Meantime, there are calls for lorry drivers caught in Operation Stack on the M20 because of the migrant crisis to get compensation. The system of parking lorries on the motorway has been in place for 28 days this summer. The Freight Transport Association reckon that's cost UK hauliers over £21 million. But Natalie Chapman from the group says it goes much further.
Equally, there are huge costs that have been incurred by hauliers right across Europe because only about 15% of lorries crossing the channel are actually UK registered. So the costs Europe-wide are even bigger.
This is KMFM News.
Thousands of teenagers in Kent have been collecting their GCSE results today. Nationally, the number awarded at least C grade has slightly risen. That's up 0.2 percentage points on last year. Kieran has the details for the update.
Well, after the hard work, revision and exams, the waiting for those all-important results is over. We've been finding out how students across the county got on.
I have one A star with distinction, 7 A stars and 4 A's.
I got 4 A stars, a B, and I did 5 GCSEs last year and I got 3 A stars and 2 A's.
Well, I got an A in English, I got my A in PE, I got my A in French, and I got my B's in science.
I got an A star in core science, A in additional science, A in statistics, A in maths.
Tracy Luke is principal at Folkestone Grammar School for Girls. They're expecting to have some of the best results in England.
We have 100% 5A star to C, and that means that in 4 out of the last 5 years, we've been 100%. Our average grade is an A, and we've just done an absolutely amazing job.
We're still waiting to find out how Kent overall compares to the rest of the country. Roger Goff is in charge of education at KCC.
What we're hoping to see, I think, is a much greater degree of stability compared with last year, and hopefully we will hope to see an advance.
Many young people who've got their results will now be considering college, sixth form or an apprenticeship. Peter Reeds, an independent education advisor in Kent, has got this advice.
You may think that you've got the qualifications to go on the course you wanted to go on, but pause and think, are there alternatives? Young people who've done well at GCSE and are off to their A-level course, is there somewhere that will suit them better? And it's worth considering those.
You can let us know how you got on by tweeting using hashtag KentGCSEs.
KMFM News.
A mental health nurse from Canterbury who was convicted of sexually abusing 4 women and 2 teenagers has been jailed for life. Vijay Bundan targeted his victims during appointments and visits to their homes whilst working for the Memorial Hospital in Sittingbourne. The 42-year-old from Tonford Lane was found guilty of a total of 13 offences. Thai police say they think at least 10 people were involved in preparing and carrying out this week's bombing in Bangkok. 20 people were killed in the blast, including a British law student. And Sir Cliff Richard is leading the tributes at Cilla Black's funeral in Liverpool this lunchtime. He's performing at the church in Walton, where there'll also be readings from Paul O'Grady and Christopher Biggins. Crowds have gathered to see her cortege pass by. Pat and Marge are among them and remember seeing Cilla around the city in the early 60s.
She's part of Liverpool, yes, from the 60s, and has always been a star.
Hasn't she? She's always been, yes, in our lives, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, she used to take my coat at the cavern. She worked there in the cloakroom, and that was when she first probably did some singing with the Beatles.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and the 5th and final Ashes test is underway at the Oval. England, who've already won the series, chose to bowl first after winning the toss. A short time ago, Australia was 76 without loss. Now with the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola. Well, staying with cricket, and Kent are through to the quarterfinals of the One Day Cup, despite yesterday's game at Warwickshire being called off without a single ball being bowled. The washout at Edgbaston means the Spitfires finish fourth in Group B and will play Surrey at the Oval next week. And multi-Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt says it's a shame athletics is surrounded by doping allegations heading into the World Championships. The competition starts on Saturday in Beijing, when the sprint star will start the defence of his 100 metres title. Earlier this week, Kent sprinter Adam Jamili was forced to pull out of the championships on medical advice.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.